Last week, federal authorities arrested Christopher Cheney of Jacksonville, Florida, in Operation Hackerazzi. They charged him with hacking into the email accounts of 50 people, including Hollywood celebrities like Scarlett Johansson. And of course, some of Rupert Murdoch's News Corp employees have confessed to hacking into cell phone accounts in Britain. How do they do that? And can you protect yourself? Well, first of all, don't use the word password for your password. Steve Gibson is a computer security researcher. His company is Gibson Research Corporation. He's developed some tools and tips to help. We'll link you up at herenow.org as he joins us from KUCI in Irvine, California. Steve, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You know, we've done segments on passwords and how important they are. We know some are easier to find than others. We know the most popular is 123456. But when hackers are trying to find your password, how are they doing that? Are they running software? Are they literally sitting somewhere typing something in?
Yeah, the internet is full of programs which attackers are able to use to break into other people's accounts just pressing a single button. And that program will run testing passwords until it either succeeds or the hacker gives up and goes and tries somebody else. The first thing that's done is that a dictionary is used of the most commonly used passwords. Once that's exhausted, then the attacker, if they know something about the individual in question, will try to use their own cleverness to figure out what their password might be. And if both of those things fail, then the final recourse is to try every possible password. And there are programs that actually make that possible and automate that process as well.
So you have got to defend against this. Take us through. I've got your website up. It's called a haystack calculator. Haystack because of the whole, you know, finding a needle in a haystack?
Right. You want to make the password hard to guess. Well, that's definitely the case. But what people have really not appreciated until now is that the length of the password matters more than its complexity. And because people have a hard time remembering a complex password, it's much easier, for example, to remember a simpler password with some simple pattern on the end, like 10 dots. And it turns out that the attacker will spend an inordinate length of time getting to the point where they're trying 10 dots on the end. So you can get a lot of protection with much more ease than has been previously believed.
So let me just make sure we understand this. Longer passwords are harder to find, but longer passwords are also harder to remember. So you can have a very simple couple of letters and numbers, for instance, but then stretch something out by adding dots or exclamation points.
Or smiley faces or your own particular pattern, for example, greater than, equal, less than, greater than, equal, less than. You can do something which is not difficult to remember, but which the hacker will have to end up trying all possible combinations of in order to discover your password. So length trumps complexity.
Let me try this. I'm on your calculator, and listeners can link to it at herenow.org. So I put in the word password, and sure enough, it says that, oh, this might take a hacker using some of this online technology about 0.002 seconds to find. They would find it right away. But let me add actually a couple of things, because you say, you know, put an uppercase and a number, you know, put a couple of things in. So here, put an uppercase H. Let me put in a number 3. But then, oh, an exclamation point. 5. Wow. Guess what? I put in an H, a 3, and 6 exclamation points. It would now take a hacker, even using that online technology, 1.09 billion trillion centuries.
Which is probably, that's probably long enough.
That's amazing.
So you can have something easy to remember and hard to crack.
Well, a couple questions. We understand some companies aren't allowing super long passwords. Your thoughts on that?
I hear complaints from users all the time saying, hey, Bank of America only allows me to use 8 characters, for example. And it's like, that's just crazy. It's believed that it's because older software is still being used behind the scenes, even though it's got a fancy web interface front end. It's still old school financial software on the back end. So that software behind the scenes can't handle more sophisticated passwords. For whatever reason, it really does represent an increasingly significant vulnerability in this day and age.
Well, another question. Some companies require that you use the caps, small letters, and a number. But it sounds as if you're saying, okay, so make it small d, 0 instead of O, large G, and you've got all three and it's still short and you just put some, you know, either the exclamation point or the smiley face to make it longer.
Right. That's a good piece of advice. The one other thing I would say or to remind your listeners is it's better not to use the same password all over the internet. So, for example, if Sony's PlayStation website was hacked, as has happened, unfortunately, several times, now usernames, their email addresses, and their passwords are in the hands of hackers. Well, those hackers could turn around and try to log on using that account information on Facebook or PayPal or Google or whatever. So if you use the same password across all of your accounts on the internet, you're vulnerable to that kind of an attack. So we're still sort of in a Wild West mode right now where there isn't a really good solution for authentication, and we need one, but at the moment, the burden is on the user.
That's Steve Gibson claiming that everything we've been taught about passwords isn't true. You know, we've been sort of taught to come up with these unbelievable combinations, you know, the formula for pi and the initials of every child you know. And, you know, that's not what you need. You need a short one you can remember, and then you pad it with some symbol to make it longer. But even as we're doing this on your calculator, Steve, our colleague Karen just realized she thought she'd test her password and then suddenly realized, oops, I mean, we really don't know you. And she put her password into your calculator. Is this for people to put their own password into? I can see somebody else coming along and coming up with a calculator and then taking your password.
It's a very good question. I'm a well-known security researcher, and I designed that page specifically so that no information from it is ever sent back to us or anywhere else. But as a general rule, I would say try passwords that are like yours, but don't ever actually use yours anywhere on the internet, except in the site where you're actually using that password to log in.
Karen. So next time she'll do that. Steve Gibson, president of Gibson Research Corporation and the developer of the Haystack calculator. We'll have a link again at herenow.org. Steve, thank you again.
Thanks so much.